So, Stephanie, I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for doing this, because the way we met for all of 15 seconds was I saw you at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego this past March, and I caught the tail end of your presentation, which was great. It was right what I was interested in learning more about, and we're going to be talking about a lot of that. But I saw you sitting like the row behind me, I think, at Mark Schaefer's closing keynote. And I took the opportunity to introduce myself to you and just ask you, hey, by the way, I've got a podcast. I'd love to have you on, because you're doing exactly what the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is about, which is creating your own personal nonfiction brand. But you're not only doing it personally for yourself, you're also building a business based on you, and that business is an extension of you. And so I want to talk about all of these things, but I wanted to start by saying thank you first off.
Yeah, you know, it's an honor to be here, and thank you for so much for just being so flexible, because I know my schedule has been crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's the way it rolls, you know. And, you know, when you're asking people to do stuff for you, it always behooves you to be pretty darn flexible. So I'm just pleased you could be on.
Of course. Well, happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday to you too. For those listeners who may not know who Stephanie Liu is, can you give us a brief overflight of the universe that is Stephanie Liu?
Sure, of course. So I'm an ad agency veteran. I spent the last decade and a half deep in the trenches of agency life, where I worked with Fortune 500 brands like Nike, Sephora, Clinique, doing their social media strategy. And when I had my daughter a couple of years ago, that's when I realized, you know what, if I could do it for them, I sure as heck can do it for myself. And when I left the agency world, it was one of those things where I realized, well, how do I stand out from the sea of sameness? Because everyone was calling themselves a social media strategist. And the best way to do that was to step into the spotlight and shine on camera. And instead of telling people what it is that I did, I had the opportunity to show them what I could do. And ever since then, it's been transformational for every aspect in my life.
And that's what I really love about what you're doing, is you're taking all the best practices of personal branding and really paying attention to the number one practice of personal branding, which is don't talk about it, demonstrate it. And in your case, your company's name is Lights, Camera, Live. And I think that gives you everybody a good idea of what you're all about. In fact, the reason I sought you out after seeing you speak was because if last year at Social Media Marketing World in 2018 for me was, oh, got to do more video, this year was, I got to do more live video, and specifically live streaming, because if you've got a facility for speaking on camera, personably live, there is no better way to demonstrate who you are, what you do, and how you do it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's something that you are certainly teaching all over the place at Social Media Marketing World. Can you give us an idea of how you got involved with actually putting yourself live on screen via, was Facebook Live your first channel?
Facebook Live was my first channel. And again, it was one of those things where not that many people were doing it, as you know, in my inner circle, most people were live streaming on their mobile device. And that's when I knew, I was like, if that's what everyone else is going to do, if everyone's going to zig, I'd rather zag. And so I started live streaming from my desktop. And I knew that if I was going to live stream from my desktop, I wanted it to be branded. I wanted it to stand out. I wanted it to be something that would be top of mind and tip of tongue. And so I started adding things like lower third graphics, intros, outros. I was probably one of the first to start doing interviews and bringing on a guest. And back then I was using OBS Studio, which is kind of like the IKEA of live streaming. Right. It's kind of like before your B Lives or your Ecamm Lives that now make it super, super simple for you. It was a ton of fun. Yeah, it was good.
Well, and it's really worked to put you on the map in a much bigger way. I mean, the fact that you were presenting at Social Media Marketing World is a pretty big deal, because, you know, that's 5,000 people from all over the world gathering together in San Diego to talk about social media, and not just clicks and growth hacking and stuff like that. It's really bubbling up the stuff that is really starting to take hold in the market. And again, like I said, it seems like live streaming's all over the place. I took advantage of meeting you and seeing your presentation, but I also checked out Luria Petrucci and her live streaming presentation, because she blew my mind, because she's all over Twitch in a big way. And I'm like, what? Twitch? I mean, I watched Twitch for Call of Duty players who are far better than me, frankly, so I can learn the hints and tips and tricks so I can become a better player, which, spoiler alert, I haven't become a better player. But it blew my mind so much that I started paying way more attention to what live streaming has to offer and who are the best people doing it. And, you know, for anyone listening to the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, I really recommend that you check out Stephanie's website, lightscameralive.com, because it's a one-stop shop, if you ask me, for not only why should I live stream, but how can I live stream? And even all the way down to here are specific technologies and apps and techniques that you can use right away to go live today. And that's what I think is really super valuable, because you aren't just a theoretical practitioner. You're an everyday practitioner. How often are you online live?
Yeah, so that's the funny part, is that I've actually been live streaming for the last 3 years. But if you were to count how many episodes, I probably only have 60 episodes. And that's the thing, is that some people will tell you that you have to go live every single week and you need to have a consistent schedule and whatnot. And I've actually found that the opposite works for me, because what it boils down to is really the content and the value that you deliver and the follow-up on the conversation. And when your content is so good, and when you're so confident and you're able to instill confidence in your viewers and they're able to do exactly what you're teaching them, that's what's really going to set you apart. So I have about 60 episodes myself, but if you were to roll in like how many live streams I've been on other people's shows, that's probably like another 100 over there. Or how many that I've produced on my end, like just being behind the camera and producing for other speakers, that's probably another 100 underneath my belt.
I'm going to put these in my words, which is fewer better is a huge part of your strategy. Because if you're saying 60 over a 3 year period, that's 20 live streams a year. Wow, that's not even 2 a month.
No. Yeah. Like even this summer, I probably took a long hiatus. Like my last live stream was in July, and then I didn't go live until yesterday. So it took a while. And the reason why was because I travel and I speak a lot, and there are other things that I'm doing. I use live streaming as kind of like the tripwire for me to win new clients.
It's a huge lead generation magnet.
Exactly. And so rather than trying to get like the low-hanging fruit where it's like, oh, you know, I can monetize through ad breaks or affiliate links. No. I'm developing a strategy where I'm getting the enterprise clients that sign the 3 year or the 5 year retainers. That's what's important to me. So as soon as I'm done with the live stream and I get a new lead, then I onboard them, and then we're in a relationship for a good 3 to 5 years, honestly. Like that's what I focus on.
You're in San Diego, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you part of what I like to think of as the San Diego Mafia, of the Michael Stelzners, the Pat Flynns, the Molly Mahoneys, and stuff like that? It seems like San Diego is just this huge hotbed for social media and social media practitioners who are really, frankly, killing it.
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons for that is because A, we have a lot of agencies here. B, a lot of entrepreneurs like to move out to San Diego because of the lifestyle, right? And then when you couple in all of the conferences that happen around nationwide, most people want to come to San Diego because it's not only about education, it's also entertainment. And going to social media marketing world is like a vacation built into your educational experience.
But it's true. It really is true. In fact, it's become my go-to number one professional development thing of the year, because people who know me know that I'm not a fast-fingered 20-year-old. Just look at my chin, you can tell that. Who's doing Snapchat, TikTok, or et cetera, et cetera. I'm not keeping up to date on that stuff. And frankly, that's not my jam. You know, my jam is kind of the higher strategic level branding and brand storytelling. And so what you're saying about the way you're generating leads and converting them, it's not about affiliate links or the 0.02 cents you get per click or something like that. It's about the, oh, I had a meeting with a major company and they just signed a deal for 5 figures or something like that, multi-year. You're looking for the relationship, not the transaction.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the relationship that people are looking for when you actually go on on video, on camera, because they want to know that if they have a question to ask, it's like, can I actually have your brain on speed dial? Would you be able to answer my question in a way that actually makes sense to me? Would you be able to answer my question and not make me feel dumb? You know, and they're looking for that because there are so many people online that want to sell you and not that many that actually want to help you.
Oh, yeah. I would even take that word help and turn it to serve. There are people who want to sell, but then there are some that want to serve. And I can tell that you're a server, not only because of what you're saying right now, but because if you go to lightscameralive.com, you'll see that there's a ton of actionable info there. But also, you've got a private group on Facebook that's all about social media strategy. Is that something that someone could potentially become a part of?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the social media strategist group is really for the social media marketers that want to drop the grab bag tactics, right? They're looking for higher level strategy and they want to be a part of kind of like a mastermind of people that are thinking about the bigger picture, the strategies and all of that stuff. And so you have people from all walks of life, people that work in-house doing strategy or people that are working on the agency side. And it's nice to be able to ask your questions and have other people share their perspectives with you, share their case studies with you. So it's not always just me. There are some people who have worked at the White House. There are people who have worked at IBM, Adobe, all these other big brand names, and they're more than willing to swap ideas with you. And that's what I love about the group.
I've been a lurker on that group for quite a while because I I'm not doing the social media strategy so much, but I love to see what people are actually talking about. In fact, I'm looking at the group right now and Ricardo Baradarian is asking a very simple question that's really kind of niche-y at the same time, which is meeting with the owner of an auto body shop tomorrow. Do you mind sharing samples of good social media for similar businesses? And boom, there are a couple of comments right there, including one from a member of the group named Kate Borman that says, Turbo Tim's Anything Automotive is a small auto repair shop that uses social media to engage its customers. Blah, 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 blah. She goes on. So there you have someone asking pretty arcane question about a pretty darn small niche, and there are people there to engage with you. So I think that's pretty darn cool. And you're the person who kind of set up that party. And right now, how many members are there? 1,900 and some?
Is it 1,900? Yeah. So last time I checked, it was around 1,800. So if it's around 1,900, I mean, that's pretty awesome because it's a hidden group. Not that many people know about it unless you know someone that's already in the group or you've actually seen me at a conference and I've mentioned it. Because before anyone can even be a part of it, there are three questions that I ask them. And if they don't answer those questions, they're not allowed in the group at all, because that's the low barrier to entry is, are you going to add value to this group? Because this is I've cultivated this group over the years. And I know pretty much every single person that's in there. Like, I know who the lurkers are, and it's cool if you just want to hang out there. But I also know who is the most active because Facebook obviously gives you those insights. So it's really nice to see that, you know, when I'm off doing my training and I'm gone for 3 weeks, I know that the group is still self-maintaining and they're still helping each other out.
I guess what you're saying is that because the highly sophisticated and selective listeners of the Nonfiction Brand podcast are just so stellar that were they to answer those three questions, you're likely to invite them in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the ones that, like, I've had a couple of people where they're just like, well, I don't really know what this group is about, but I just want to go in. It's like, you know?
yeah, exactly.
I'm not there to say, oh, I have 25,000 members in my group and then it's a complete ghost town. I'm looking for active people that are willing to share their ideas and not look down on people that are just starting out, like the fella that was just asking about the auto body place, right? Like anyone that's just willing to roll up their sleeves and pitch in and just like, cool, you know what? This is what I've done in the past, or this is a case study that I saw. And everyone is just there to share the resources.
Well, in fact, the resources are so shareable and prevalent that the banner photo for the group is a photo in profile of the lovely and talented Stephanie Liu. And it says social media strategist with a little button that says click for freebies. And those freebies are not gratuitous things. There are actually wonderful checklists, worksheets, things like that, that can help you get your social media strategy up and running the right way in no time at all. So one, you invite people to party, and before they even leave, the second they walk in the door, you hand them a gift bag. I think that's pretty darn cool, Stephanie, and a great technique, and one I think I might start ripping off.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding, and we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus.
I'll be honest with you, Stephanie. I've been going to school on what you do and how you do it because I need to be better about stuff. And so I'm a firm believer in flying in the flock at the altitude you want to fly at, even if you have to maybe beat your wings a little harder to get there. And so having people like you on is a testament to my strategy of associating with the right people for the right reasons and trying to give back before even getting. You know, Gary Vee loves to call it the, what is it, jab, 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 right hook.
Yeah.
You have to give, 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 give before you ask. Well, a group like this is a way to give, give, give. I mean, because as a group leader, I am sure that if someone joins the group and immediately starts asking relevant questions, that's as good or better than answering relevant questions, because you're inviting them. You're that great kid at the party, that great guest at the party that starts conversations and keeps them going so that the party host can be buzzing around, you know, refreshing drinks and, you know, getting more appetizers or whatever. If you're the person who's asking the questions that get the conversations going, what a great way to build rapport and keep that party hopping.
Oh, yeah. And in sticking with the party analogy, it's one of those things where you know where the little clicks are. Like, you know who the LinkedIn strategist is, and you know who knows about YouTube and Instagram. And as they start to establish their role in the group, you could always call them out and be like, hey, you know what? Ask this person, because this person knows all about blogging. This person knows all about chatbots. They're all there. You know, you just have to ask the right question or look in the units, because I try to organize anything that I find useful, I'll organize it into the units, and you could just go through it as if it were its own mini course.
Well, exactly. And I think that units in Facebook groups are, I'll be honest, poorly identified by Facebook. I mean, all they do is they show up in the left navigation under about, discussion, units, announcements, members, et cetera. So it's easy to just plain miss them. And yet, if you go into them on a group that has a decent curriculum of units, you can get a ton of great stuff. So just looking at the social media strategist group right now, unit number one is about Facebook. The first module is Facebook, avoid clickbait and sensational health claims. Well, that could be applicable. The next one, live streaming for brands. Ooh, that's interesting. And the third one, Facebook video strategy for 2019. Wow, okay, 2019, that kind of implies that it's different than it was in 2018. Maybe I should keep up to date. So you're, again, giving, giving. Your community is giving, giving. And you don't just talk about Facebook. You've got influencer marketing, Instagram, LinkedIn, live streaming, Pinterest, video marketing, community management, YouTube, blogging, Messenger bots, Agency Insider, and even now hiring.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a pretty valuable group to be a member of if you have anything to do with social media strategy and let's say the agency world. And by agency, I mean anybody who has an agency that creates websites, that does traditional and new media advertising and marketing. Basically, anybody who's not building an engine, but selling an engine, this is a site that you could probably benefit from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the group, they share a ton of their resources too. And if it's one of those things where I'm like, wow, I didn't even know about that, like it'll get slotted in there as well. I mean, there's just so much content that's out there. And what I love about the group is that because of the units, if I were to do a live show, the Lights, Camera, Live, I could put it in the group and then organize it into the units. Whereas if you try to do that on a business page, most people would only find that if you had a video playlist, right? it's a great way for you to repurpose your content and still make it visible for other people that are just discovering you for the very first time.
And again, a perfect opportunity to demonstrate who you are, what you do, and how you do it by demonstrating it, not telling people, hey, I'm a sexy guy. Well, that doesn't work. Now, by being a sexy guy, well, then maybe I can prove it. Well, Stephanie, you are one. I love the fact that you come from the traditional agency world or even new school agency world, because a lot of us who have a understanding of the world and the world of marketing and especially branding that a lot of people outside of it don't. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people think that a brand is really just a logo and a color palette and a font choice or something like that? When people like you and me understand it's everything from the way you answer your phone to your CEO's public behavior. And I love to point to the fact that Travis Kalanick cratered $3 billion worth of market capitalization for Uber overnight, strictly by having a bad time with one of his drivers. And that hurt the brand so much that the board kicked Mr. Kalanick out of the company.
That's
pretty big stuff. But I want to talk about the Stephanie Liu brand, because obviously everything we're talking about is demonstrating a lot of the quality that you bring to things, but there's more to it as well from a business point of view. You know, because obviously you're very telegenic. You've got a great presence on camera. You teach that stuff, not only in terms of the technical aspects of what you need to do, but also some of the confidence stuff that's related to it. Like if I look on your LinkedIn profile, I see that you're an NLP trainer. And is that something that we can talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to talk about that. I mean, it's a part of who I am.
Before we open up that can of NLP, we're going to have to end this episode, not quite yet because we're not quite done, but that's a whole big topic that I want to talk about in next week's episode. However, I do want to give you a chance to really highlight where people can engage with you. Like, what is your number one social media channel for newbies to get an idea of who you are, what you do, and how you do it?
Yeah, the best place is the Social Media Strategist group, because that is pretty much where I'm an open book in terms of this is what I'm working on, or this is what's coming down the pipe. Who else would you like to have on this show? But if you wanted to see more behind the scenes of like me going from one client to another client or what I'm building in the background, then that would be Instagram stories. Because Instagram stories, they come and they go, and you're either following along or you're not. But if I wanted it to be documented for a longer period, then it's in the group.
Okay, well, I got to ask you quickly about Instagram stories. Are you finding them to be powerful and impactful for you and your business and what you're trying to do with it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's always entertaining for me when I could click in to see who has actually been viewing the stories, like who's actually following along. Because most people these days, they'll just lurk around and they'll view, but they might not comment. But when you start to ask like a specific question, you know, because there's that little question emoji or icon that they have on there, they'll respond to you in private. And then you could always ask them, is it okay if I share this with other people? And now you're building that rapport again, and you're creating these deeper connections with them. And it's so much fun. I love it.
Let me ask you this question, because a lot of people, when they follow someone, they almost put them on a different tier of humanity, a different layer of humanity. It's like, you're the person that I've seen on camera. So that the second you respond back to them, there's almost a shock. There's almost a delight. It's like, oh my God, you know, and I'm not saying that you're not Katy Perry level celebrity, but to the people watching you, you share some of that same type of interesting, exciting remove. You're removed from their daily life. So when all of a sudden it turns out that you talk to them or ask them a question, not only are they shocked and delighted, but they really are thrilled to respond to you. Do you get that situation happening with you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I'm one of those people, because I'm a mom and I'm running from one place to the other. I actually leave voice messages. So if someone sends me a message, I'll actually just respond to them with my voice answering their question. And that usually takes them by surprise. And you could tell when they get that little hit of dopamine and oxytocin and serotonin, because they're like, oh my goodness, happy brain chemicals. I can't believe she actually knows that I exist. But it's like, of course. I mean, I wouldn't have an Instagram profile if it weren't for them asking me questions that I could go ahead and leverage for new content.
Nonfiction branders, did you hear that? I've talked all the time about using as many senses, human senses, you know, sight, sound, even smell and touch whenever possible to create relationship with people. Well, Stephanie, I'm going to take what you just said and kind of amplify on it. You're talking about creating the synaptic bonds in their brain by changing their brain chemistry so that they not only have an awareness of who you are, but they actually feel a physical, mental, emotional, intellectual connection and relationship with you.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be talking about that in the next episode. But for now, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Nonfiction Brandversity Facebook group. All you have to do is, again, answer three questions and you are in. By the way, those three questions are more about bot removal than it is trying to keep people out. And it also sounds like, Stephanie, you're open to have people apply to become members of the Social Media Strategist group on Facebook as well, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the biggest group rule that we have is really, as long as you don't spam the rest of the group, you're in good company. But if you come in and you're just thinking it's one of those places where you can post and ghost, no, your invitation would be revoked right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. For the Nonfiction Brand Podcast and Nonfiction Brandversity, I'm DP Knutton, and she is
Stephanie Liu.
And we'll talk to you next week when we start talking about brain science and how it can affect not only the way you feel, but the way other people feel about you. Talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.